Hello, everyone. This is Maura.
And Harp.
And we're here with the Chatterbox podcast at Culips.
That's culips.com.
So you can go to our website, check out the lip service if you want to see the transcripts and more explanations for this episode.
Exactly. So today we're doing the Chatterbox, which is where we basically chat.
Right. We talk about different subjects, things that are happening, and sometimes we talk about places in Canada.
Exactly. Today we're going to talk about one of our favorite places.
Yeah. We're going to talk about Vancouver.
Yeah. Vancouver, BC.
Yeah. Vancouver, BC. BC stands for British Columbia, the province.
Yeah.
But we usually say BC. We usually don't call it British Columbia.
No, I always say BC.
Yeah. And I think that people in other countries know about Vancouver too.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people might know Vancouver because Vancouver is where we're going to have the Winter Olympics in 2010.
Yep, the next Olympics are in Vancouver. And we just want to say hi to everyone who's listening to us in Vancouver.
Because, yeah, we know we have some listeners in Vancouver, so we're saying hi from Montreal.
So if you don't know, Vancouver is on the west coast of Canada, and it's basically right on the ocean.
Yeah, and because it's on the west coast, it has a very different climate from the rest of Canada.
Yes, it's one of the few places that isn't cold.
And Harp and I like that a lot.
Yeah. As you've noticed, we love the summer. We love warm weather.
Right. So in most parts of Canada, in the winter, it's very cold, like at least 10 below, 20 below, or 30 below zero.
Exactly. But in Vancouver, it usually is about 10, plus 10, and it rains, but it rarely snows.
Exactly. So no snow and above zero in winter. It sounds like heaven.
A little bit like heaven.
Yeah, but the people in Vancouver do have a lot of rain.
Yes, yes. I think it's the rainiest place in Canada.
Probably one of the rainiest places, and definitely very gray.
Yeah. In the winter, it rains almost every day. And so for a long time, you can go with no sun.
Yeah, so you have to decide, do you like cold temperatures or the rain? It's hard to choose sometimes. Another really great thing about Vancouver is that it is really close to the mountains.
Exactly. So on one side you have the ocean, and you can go swimming, and it's the beach. And then on the other side, it's the mountains, and you can go skiing.
It's so beautiful with beaches in the city. And then you can also see different buildings and skyscrapers, and then behind that you have mountains.
Exactly. It's a very beautiful city.
Yeah, you hear that a lot about Vancouver, that you can go swimming and skiing in the same day.
It would be crazy to do both, but I'm sure people do it.
Right, so you can do like a summertime activity and a winter activity in the same day.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Vancouver is the third largest city in Canada.
Yeah, it's a big city in Canada for sure. Yeah, and Vancouver is also really popular for film companies from the U.S. to come up and make movies there.
Yeah, Vancouver has a nickname, which is Hollywood North.
Right, it's really popular. You see a lot of American movies, and just recently, they were making the movie Twilight in Vancouver.
Oh, did they really? I didn't know that.
Yep. So there's a lot of big celebrities that go to Vancouver, too. So, Harp, you were there this summer.
Yeah, I went to Vancouver for a weekend in July. And I used to live in Alberta, so I went to Vancouver a lot when I was young. But this is the first time I went, I think, 3 years. And I love Vancouver. It's just so much fun.
And what did you do?
I just relaxed. I went to the beach and the weather was beautiful. We sat on the beach for one day and I got such a big tan.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We went shopping. We just walked around. It's such a great city.
Yeah, yeah. It's really nice. It's a lot different, I find, from other Canadian cities like Toronto or Montreal.
Yeah. It has a very laid-back feel. People are relaxed. You can go to the beach right after work, you know? It's fun.
Yeah, there's so many beaches right in the city.
Yeah, my friend lived 4 or 5 blocks away from the beach. So she would take the water taxi, which is basically a boat that's in the water, that took her to work. And she would stop at the beach, sit at the beach after work, and so much fun.
Yeah, it's so nice. And it's one of the rare places in Canada where you can see palm trees.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, you feel a little bit tropical.
Yeah.
So what was your favorite part of your trip?
I loved going to the beach. I love the beaches in Vancouver. It's the ocean, and it's just beautiful and relaxing, and people are there to just relax. I loved it.
Yeah, there aren't very many beaches around Montreal.
No, there are, but it's not the ocean, and it's not the same thing.
No, it's not the same for sure.
What about you? What's your favorite thing in Vancouver? Because you went recently as well.
Yeah, I went in April.
Okay.
So not so long ago. Okay. My favorite thing about Vancouver, there are so many things, but I really love how the city is really green. Maybe because the climate is more wet and it rains a lot. There's a lot of things growing. The grass looks greener. There's flowers everywhere. The trees are really beautiful there.
I agree with you. But this time when I went, it's, I think, the first time that I've seen it where it wasn't green because they had a heat wave. So it was really dry and there wasn't a lot of rain. And it's the first time I saw grass that wasn't green in Vancouver. The first time in my life. I agree with you. Normally, it's very green.
Yeah, the weather's kind of changing. Sometimes it's strange. Yeah. But when I was there in the spring, it was just starting, so it was really green. Another thing I love about Vancouver is the good restaurants.
Delicious. I think especially Asian for me. Asian restaurants are amazing.
That's what I was going to say. Because there are so many Asians in Vancouver, I think, the restaurants maybe are more authentic.
Yeah, I agree with you. I went for Korean food and it was delicious. I went for, what else did I eat? I had Japanese food and just so, so good, so fresh and... Oh, I loved it.
Yeah. When I was there, my friend took me to a Chinese noodle house, and the noodles were freshly made at the restaurant.
Wow.
I had never seen that before. It was so good.
I imagine.
Yeah. I'll include the name in lip service of the name of the restaurant because I don't remember right now, but it was really good.
Yeah. For me, one of my other favorite things of Vancouver is that all my family lives there. So I had authentic Indian food, but... At home, at my family's house.
Yeah, that's cool too, for sure.
Did you do any of the touristy things in Vancouver? Like, did you go to any of the tourist attractions? I didn't this time, but that's because I've been to Vancouver so many times. But my favorite tourist attraction would be Granville Island.
Why do you like that place?
It's got a cool vibe. It's artsy, but not pretentious. It's got cool little shops.
Yeah, I've been there a few times because one of my friends was going to school. There's Emily Carr University on the island. The last time I went in April, I saw these amazing houseboats on Granville Island. They actually looked like houses, but they were boats.
Really? I didn't see that.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Wow, that is very cool. What about you? When you went, did you go to see a lot of tourist attractions?
Well, I've been to Stanley Park, which I think everyone recommends if you're going to Vancouver for the first time.
Yeah, it's a beautiful park.
Right, with really old trees and you walk along the ocean. Have you been to Grouse Mountain?
No, but I've heard about it a lot.
Yeah, I've never been up it either, actually, but Grouse Mountain is the mountain that is pretty much in Vancouver. And you can walk up it, or I think you can take a cable car, too.
I think so. Yeah, it seems cool. I don't know why I haven't gone yet.
Yeah, me neither.
Maybe next time.
Yeah.
But I've been to Whistler when I went to Vancouver the last time. So now Whistler is, I think it takes you 1.5 hours to get there.
Something like that.
And that's where the Olympics are going to be. Right. It's in Vancouver, but the skiing is in Whistler.
Right, so it's the Vancouver 2010 Winter Olympics, but some of the actual competitions will be in Whistler. And Whistler is a little town, like Harp said, about an hour and a half from Vancouver. And it's basically known for skiing and snowboarding, lots of really big mountains.
Exactly. But the drive from Vancouver to Whistler is amazing. I recommend that everyone do this drive.
Yeah.
You have the ocean on one side, you have the mountains. It's so picturesque and beautiful. And Whistler's such a cute little town.
Yeah. The name of that highway actually is the Sea to Sky Highway.
Yeah, I couldn't remember what it was called.
Yeah. So the Olympics are coming, and a lot of people in Vancouver are talking about the Olympics.
Yeah, there is Olympic fever in Vancouver right now. Yeah, the Olympics are in February, and there's so much work going on in Vancouver. People are so excited about the Olympics there.
Once, I worked in the Rockies, and I was traveling around that area near Vancouver, and my friends and I drove to Vancouver. And when we got there, we wanted to go to Whistler, but we had to leave our car, the rental car, in Vancouver. So my friend convinced a taxi driver to drive us to Whistler.
From Vancouver?
Yeah. So me and two of my friends took a taxi from Vancouver to Whistler.
That's so much fun. Was it expensive?
You know, I don't remember it being so bad. Maybe $200?
Okay.
Between three people, it was like the price of the bus.
That's true.
So, all this talking about Vancouver really makes me want to go back.
Me too.
We'll have to plan a trip there again sometime.
Hopefully when the Olympics are happening.
Yeah, that'd be cool. And for you listeners out there, if you didn't know about Vancouver, we hope that we piqued your interest.
Yes, it's definitely a place everyone should visit.
Yeah, if you come to Canada, you should try to visit Vancouver.
Exactly.
Thanks a lot for listening to this Chatterbox episode at QLips.
And remember to check out the website.
Thanks a lot. This has been Maura
and Harp.
Bye.
Bye.